On your average homeschool day, would you say that your homeschool is united in love? It's easy for us to focus on changing outer behavior, but it's really a matter of our hearts. Let's look at two ways we can practically pursue a more loving homeschool. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. So what does your average homeschool day look like? Is the general atmosphere one of love? Is love reflected in the words that are being spoken in your home? Is love reflected in the actions between the people in your home? Are siblings kindly sharing? Is mom patiently teaching? For me, especially when my children were little, this was not always the picture you would have seen on my average homeschool day. The words and actions somehow weren't the ones that I wanted us to have. Now, deep inside, we are rooted in love for our family. And yes, we all love one another. But the outer behavior didn't always reflect. And, you know, it's actually the outer behavior that comes from our hearts. So deep inside, I knew that it was a matter of our hearts. And honestly, I knew that I was the root of it. You know, there's that old saying that I really don't like. If mama ain't happy, if ain't nobody happy. I haven't liked that because I know it's true. I know that our hearts and our words and our behavior as moms sets the tone for our families. Now, even in these days when my kids were little and things were overwhelming and our words and actions weren't always reflecting the love that we really did have for one another, I really did love my children. Somehow, the words coming out of my mouth just didn't seem to agree. So what do we do when we know we're not practically living in a loving way? Well, I found that we tend to focus on the outer behavior. If our children are not acting in a loving way, we correct their behavior. We set consequences when necessary, and we train them. Now, there's a place for that, and those are things that we as parents have a responsibility to do, to correct and to train our children in the way they should live. But there's something deeper in our children. They need a heart transformation. It's kind of the same with ourselves, though. When I see the behavior and the words in myself that are not the way I want to be living, my tendency is just to try harder, beat myself up, tell myself I shouldn't have done that, and make a commitment that I'm going to do better. Well, I've been spending a lot of time studying in Colossians lately, and there have been a few things that are standing out to me. One of the overarching themes in the book of Colossians is a focus on Jesus. Jesus is the center of everything. You know, there's not a philosophy. There's not a set of rules that are going to change the way that we live. Jesus is the one who will change the way we live. You know, Paul was writing this letter largely in response to some false teaching and heresy that was going on in the church at Colossae. There's a lot of truth in here for us as well, even if we're not necessarily having the same false teachings around us. Although perhaps we are, which that'd be a subject for another day. But suffice it to say for now, Paul is saying that Jesus is central to our Christian lives. In chapter 3, Paul gives us some instructions. He tells us in verse 12 that as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, to put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, to bear with one another, to forgive each other, and beyond all these things, to put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. So there's one way that we can read this verse in verse 12, where Paul says to put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We can approach that with a works-based mentality of, I need to try harder. I need to be compassionate. I need to be kind. I need to be humble, gentle, patient. But are we putting all of that work on ourselves? Are we trusting Jesus to change our hearts? You know, Romans 12, verse 2 says that we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And it's really as we renew our mind, as we fill ourselves with the truth of God's word, that our heart is transformed, that Jesus does his work on the inside of us, and then we're able to live in external ways with words and actions that are compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, and patient. So I've been asking myself a question of, how do we put these things on? How do we put on a heart that reflects the love that Jesus has for us in the love that we have for other people? We continue down a few more verses in Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. And we read, to let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. There's two phrases right here that really give us the key of how to put on a heart that's united in the love that Jesus has given us. Verse 15 says to let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. You know, moms, if we want to live in a peaceful way with our families, we need to let the peace of Jesus rule our hearts, to rule our emotions, to rule the way that we're thinking about the way that we live our lives. This reminds me of Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. They're some of my favorite verses, so they're ones that I bring up frequently here on the podcast. But in these verses, Paul says for us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If we want this peace of God to guard and rule our hearts, Paul says that we need to let God know our request. Anytime that we are anxious about something, to take it to the Lord in prayer, to talk to him about these things. And as we lay these burdens and these worries and these anxieties at the feet of Jesus, we can receive his peace. But then back in Colossians, Paul also tells us, in addition to letting the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, to let the word of Christ richly dwell within us. Are we consuming God's word every day? Not just are we checking off a list of doing a daily Bible reading or doing our Bible study, but are we allowing God's word to become part of who we are? In one way that I love to practically walk this out is to choose one verse when I'm in my Bible in the morning, write it out on a card, and continue to pull that out through the day, put it up somewhere where I'm going to see it, and just keep meditating on that truth from God's word, to allow his word to richly dwell in me and become part of who I am. So every day, by prayer, we can let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. And through spending time in God's word, we can let the word of Christ richly dwell within us. As we do these two things, Jesus is going to transform our hearts by the renewing of our mind. And as we as moms walk through this transformation and allow Jesus to change our hearts, the love of Jesus will be reflected in our words and our actions. And then we'll be able to teach our children not only to change their outward behavior, but we can teach them how to let the peace of Christ rule in their hearts, how to let the word of Christ richly dwell within them so that they too can have that heart transformation. And as all of the people in our family over time are being transformed, we'll see that we really can be united in love, not just in outer behavior, but in that true heart transformation. The one step I want to leave you with today is spend a little time here in Colossians 3, verses 12 through 16. Pray and ask the Lord, what practical step do you need to take today so that you can let the peace of Christ rule in your heart and let His word richly dwell within you? I hope you'll join me next time as we continue looking at how we as homeschool moms can cultivate restful hearts so we can lead our families to live in a homeschool that truly is united in love. And until then, I pray that the peace of Christ would rule in your heart and the word of Christ will richly dwell in you as you pursue Jesus.